T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Tad in the morning now, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning, 38 degrees. President Trump is back at the White House after a sometimes turbulent trip to New England.
The president hailing his visit to a NATO meeting here a success. But there were bumps along the way. The president calling Canada's prime minister two-faced and engaging in a public verbal tussle with the French president.
Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
Look, if you look at the situation, you can take
everyone you want.
Let's be serious.
President Trump saying he's pleased to see more NATO member states meeting spending targets on defense. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
According to Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, the execution of a man on death row should be carried out.
That's what Schmidt told the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. 67-year-old Wesley Perkey is scheduled to be executed December 13th. He was convicted of killing a Kansas City area teenager and dumping her body in a septic tank near Clearwater in 1998. Now his attorneys are claiming Perkey has Alzheimer's and should not be put to death. Schmidt argued that inmates that have exhausted their appeals should be put to death. Perkey is one of 5 inmates scheduled for execution. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
George Zimmerman, the killer of Trayvon Martin, acquitted of his murder, has now filed a lawsuit.
George Zimmerman, who pleaded self-defense when killing teenager Trayvon Martin in a Florida subdivision in 2012, is now filing suit against the teen's family, their attorney, witnesses, and prosecutors for $100 million. Zimmerman is claiming they all worked to keep away a witness, namely a teen girl Trayvon was on the phone with immediately before Zimmerman shot him. A different young woman testified in her place, he claims. The lawsuit is filed just as a documentary film is released accusing prosecutors of switching the witnesses. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A system off to the west is going to be spreading in clouds throughout the day, but still temperatures running well above normal for this time of year. Our high in the upper 50s to around 60 this afternoon. It'll be 54 on your walk into Charles Koch Arena as the Shockers take on Central Arkansas. Breezy, colder tonight. Our low 34, clearing in 44 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 38 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Earlier this week, we reported on the holiday light display out on the west side of Wichita on Maple Street. The Arc of Sedgwick County puts on that display every year, and somebody vandalized the Arc's display there and did about $2,000 worth of damage. And now I think we may have some good news about that. The executive director of the Arc of Sedgwick County, Kevin Fish, is with us this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
I understand that somebody's come forward to help you out on this situation. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. With all the outpouring of support we got, especially through social media, we were able to be connected with someone who had all the pieces that we needed in order to get our show back up and running. And so yesterday afternoon, he showed up with all the controllers and amplifier and transmitter and everything that we needed. And inside of about 45 minutes, we were able to get everything reconnected. He called in a couple friends to help with a couple pieces, but it was fantastic to be able to light her up last night.
Is this a person who is wishing to remain anonymous?
He is. He is, which is wonderfully generous and stuff, because we want to give him all the thanks and praise in the world. But he said, you know, he loves these shows and he loves what we're doing it for, and was glad that he had stuff and was able to help.
So, Kevin, what's his name?
Wait a minute.
Sorry about that. All right. So, so it was $2,000 worth of damage, but does his work and everything cover everything? I mean, does he get provided all that you need then?
Really, there's a few pieces and stuff. You know, we had to buy a new lockbox and We're needing to get a new amplifier, and we'll probably need to get a little more powerful transmitter for the long term. But to get things up and going, the stuff that he had available, we were able to go ahead and get everything on. So now we were thrilled to be able to get it lit up, and we were able to actually add a couple more songs to the musical display. So you know, people who've even seen it before will be hopefully impressed with some new additions to it.
So these are the singing bulbs. In other words, you tune your radio to a frequency there. And you and you can listen to the music and watch the bulbs dancing around in tune with the music, huh?
Yeah, it's a four-part harmony, and so you see the bulbs singing to you.
All right. Well, congratulations on getting this done. Again, the ARC is your light display on the west side is open till when? How many nights are you doing this?
Yeah, we will be open every night through December 28th. We open at 5:30 nightly, and we start over at Douglas in St. Paul in West Wichita.
Is that where you start, Douglas and St. Paul?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I got this straight. All right. Hey, listen, congratulations. Good that you got that fixed. Way to go.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate everybody's support.
All right, Kevin. Kevin Fish, the executive director of the ARC of Sedgwick County. Somebody's come forward, somebody who had the expertise, obviously, to help them out there. And not only did they have the parts, but they had the expertise to help them. Good. Got the story to a happy end.
Yeah.
He's giving credit to social media on that.
Well,
I'm sure that the social media person probably heard it on the radio before they did anything else, right? Okay. I'd like to say thank you to the folks here at the radio station for recognizing my birthday yesterday. I know that usually we just have, I told somebody, I said, usually we just have one for all the birthdays in December. We have one cake for everybody who's got a birthday. Mm-hmm. But they singled me out yesterday, I guess, because I don't know why. But
I think I know why.
Because I'm getting old.
Well, it was a milestone.
It was
birthday.
A milestone.
Yeah.
It was 70.
You're
so.
70. So
yeah.
But it
was
a big deal.
Thank you, everybody. There was a lot of kidding. There was a lot of joking. And frankly, the things that you put on Facebook were highly insulting and revolting, Ted. I loved them because of that.
Oh, well, I figured you would.
Yeah, well, if somebody knows my sense of humor, it's Ted. Ted knows it. And I got to charge out everything I saw. So it was fun. It was fun. We don't all like to get older. On the other hand, the alternative's not that great. So, you know.
Yeah, you just take it a day at a time.
My son got me a book that I'd been wanting to read called Partners in Command. It's a book about Eisenhower and Marshall in World War II, the kind of stuff that only Scott and I like to read about. But we know you get to see all these great characters in this book, like Marshall Eisenhower, the generals of World War II in Europe. You got, Montgomery and all those, and Patton and all those clowns. So it's fun to read about.
Fascinating stuff,
Wife Shelly got me a Fitbit watch.
Right? Look at that.
Well, I don't have it set up yet.
Is she sending a message here?
We're going to have to get to one of our, of our grandkids over there to program it,
Well, but, of course.
Just right now I've got the old kind here with the dial on it. And then I got on my voicemail on my phone a banjo. Played banjo song, and that was from my good friend Larry Wagner, who every year, he calls, and I'm never there, but he leaves this banjo on there. So I called him and said, thank you, Larry. Larry and his wife, Ann, I've known since, we did a radio show together at KEYN back in 71, 72.
Oh, my gosh, that's so way back.
So I've known Larry a long time, and he has a, fairly warped sense of humor, as people in radio do. But anyway, and again, we don't know if it's any kind of a celestial message from whatever, but I did, as I began today, this morning, as I began my eighth decade on this planet, I saw a meteor. I truly did. And it's been confirmed there's a meteor shower going on right now. Saw this thing flash in the eastern sky as I was coming to work, and I thought,
Did you make a wish on their shooting star?
Yeah, I did. I wished that we would have donuts this morning, and I think we will at some point. Don't you?
You never know.
It's Donut Thursday. All right. Hey, listen, something really exciting going on. We're talking about the lights on the west side.
Right.
Illuminations. Our good friend Marty Miller's doing a Botanica Illuminations again this year. Every night you can go out and see all those great, great lights and all the displays and the new carousels there as well.
Right.
And this morning I have a four-pack of tickets.
Oh, my.
If you'd like to go to Illuminations, call now. 869-1330. We got a four-pack for some lucky listeners, Steve and Ted, to go to the Illuminations this year. All right, 741 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, talking about what the Boeing 767 could mean for Spirit in Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.